Good evening, everybody. Hope you could hear me loud and clear, because I could hear my own echo loud and clear, louder than I usually hear myself. I want to share with you a shaila that I received from somebody in this room yesterday, and I got the same shaila again today, and then 5 minutes after I responded to that, I got the same shaila again later today. So I got the shaila three times in the past 24 hours or so, so I guess that means it's something that we should talk about. The shaila is, and it's going to sound funny, the shaila is going to be buying and leasing a car and minivan. Now notice that the word car and minivan, believe it or not, there's going to be a halachic nafkamina, possibly, depending on the circumstances, between a car and a minivan. What will the difference between a car and a minivan? We'll see as we go. But there also might be a difference between buying and leasing a car. We're not going to talk about renting a car. Of course, you can rent a car during the 3 weeks, but the shaila really is, during the 3 weeks, is there a problem buying a big purchase, a significant purchase, like a car, minivan? Are you allowed to buy that during the 3 weeks? So, we know that the Shulchan Aruch tells us, as we'll see in just a minute, that you're not allowed to say Shachianu, and therefore you shouldn't do things that prompt a Shachianu during the 3 weeks. We'll see that in a minute, but let's look before the Shachianu to one of the earliest sources for Minag Ashkenaz. That's the Shut HaMaril. Maril was one of the Ashkenazi poskim, early Ashkenazi poskim. And look what he writes. He actually quotes from an earlier Ashkenazi posek. Ulevari Shechianu Bein Hamitzarim Kosev B'Sefer HaChasidim Delo. That's an interesting way of writing. I guess in that generation, that's how they wrote. We would probably not write our sentences like that, but you don't say Shachianu during the 3 weeks. More than that, we're not going to get into as far as what happens if it just happens to you. You just happen to come across a fruit that is a new fruit, or you just happen to have a Pidyon HaBen that occurs during the 3 weeks. If it just happens to you, what do you do if it just happens to you? We're not going to get into that. That's a little bit of a different question. We want to talk about cases where you put yourself into a situation where there is a Shachianu. Are you allowed to do that? So that's what the Maril wrote in his Tshuvas, but the Maril also elsewhere has his Halacha Sefer. And that's in the Sefer Maril where he talks about Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Also, he speaks very tersely. Tov limnoa milavarech zman. One should not say the Bracha Shechianu, the Bracha Zman, al shum pri chadash, kol bein hamitzarim. And the next three words are pivotal. That's why I underlined them. Kedei lema'it simcha. He's giving us a reason. The reason why we don't say Shachianu is to be Mema'id Simcha. So if we stop here, you're not supposed to have a Prichadash, because Prichadash makes you happy. So happy that you recite Shachianu. Well, guess what? I assure you that a new car for any one of you will give you a lot more joy than the nicest, most delectable, and most luscious and juicy fruits. Am I wrong? No. So if you would not be able to buy a fruit or buy new fruit or look at pretty fruits or eat delicious new fruits because that gives simcha, so certainly you can't buy a car. Nothing to talk about. We could stop the shiur here. But then I wouldn't have anything else to say. But let's look at the Shulchan Aruch and some of the notes that came on the Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to see some other ideas about why we don't say Shachianu, and that will lead to some other conclusions, and we're going to see how the Achronim go with that. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, actually at the end of Hilchas Tisha B'Av, in Tavkuf Nanalef Yud Zayin, Tov Li Zaher, Milomar Shechianu Ben HaMitzarim, Al Priol Al Malbush, neither on foods nor on new clothing, Aval Al Pidyon HaBen, Omer, Pidyon HaBen, which just happens, you know, you can't control when you're going to make a Pidyon HaBen, so if it happens, then of course, if it happens to you, you'll say, there's no Issur to say Shechianu, it's that you don't want to say the optional shechianos, like on fruits or on malbushim. V'lo yachmitz hamitzvah. You're not going to delay a mitzvah because you don't want to say shechianu. V'chein prishulah yimtzach ha'tishbav. There's a certain fruit. I was just talking to somebody not long ago about cherries. Somebody in the neighborhood has cherries in their backyard, and they were telling me that in a span of about 3 days or less, the cherries were ripe, and the cherries were eaten by the squirrels or the birds in our neighborhood. So if you have, this is a season for cherries or for whatever other things that ripen around now, and, you know, punked in the middle of the 3 weeks, they are ripe and ready to go. And if you don't eat them now, you don't cash in on it now, they're gonna be off the market. So then you could say a Shechianu during the 3 weeks. Fine. Now, look at the Magen Avram. The first line, I put it sort of in gray, not in black, because it's not really related to us. But he says, he just points out that on Shabbos it's mutter, but the Kisvei Arizal says it's also say Shechon on Shabbos, and therefore he has, Shivasar B'Tamas falls on Shabbos, it's Pesach Sun. Okay, I don't want to get into Shabbos, saying Shechon on Shabbos. By the way, if, for example, you had a new suit, you had a new beged, and we're seeing here that you're not supposed to be saying Shechianu on a Malbish, but Shabbos would be the solution. I just bought, there was a July 4th sale. When was July 4th? Over the weekend. So I ordered something online. I ordered a suit online on Sunday or something. On Sunday, yeah. No, Monday. I don't remember when I ordered it. Sunday, Monday. And it came today. I was thinking, what a lahachis. It came and I can't wear it for the next few weeks because it's a Malbush Chadash. But according to this, I just wait till Shabbos and I'll be able to wear it and say Shechianu on Shabbos. Okay, but what I want to get to is the next line that I underline in the Magen Avraham.
Late Friday, as you wear it before?
If you're getting ready for Shabbos, that's okay. And the Shech, you're saying, when should you say the Shechianu? Excellent question. I would assume you should probably say the Shechianu on Shabbos. That's a great question. So you can normally, you maybe say Shechianu right when you put the suit on. But here, it would probably be appropriate not to say the Shechianu on Friday afternoon, an hour before Shabbos as you're getting ready, but to wait till Shabbos to say the Shechianu. I think that would probably be correct. That's what I'm saying. Normally, you'd put it on, but exactly when you say Shechianu, before you put your hands in the jacket or right after you button the jacket for the first time. Whatever that discussion is, which is not for now, that's a discussion among the poskim. But in this case, you'd say you'd probably wait an hour after you were already wearing it for an hour and make the bracha on Shabbos that first time that you're wearing. As long as you feel the hiskachos of the item, you can still say Shechianu. So for example, sometimes people buy couches and they say, oh, Rabbi, I just got a new couch. Somehow it comes up like that. So I say, oh, do you say Shechianu? And they're, oh, Shechianu on the couch? I never thought of that. I said, well, are you excited about it? They said, yeah, we just got it 3 days ago. It's still exciting. You can say Shechianu on it now. In the same way happens when people have babies. The Mishnah Berurah says that you say Shechianu when a daughter is born to you. When you have a boy, it's Hatov Meita, Shechianu on a girl. So let's say a person didn't say it the moment that they heard, the second that they heard the baby cry, the second that they heard that they had a baby, they forgot. And then they had other things on their mind. Could you imagine that? And 3 days later, they come to shul and they say, oh, I got it. Did you say Shechianu? No, I didn't. So are you still excited about having your daughter? Okay, yeah. So then say Shechianu. Okay, but let's look at what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says something very different than what we saw in the Maharil, who's the source for this whole Isser of saying Shechianu. Zok the Magen Avraham in the underlined line. V'tam ha-Isser. Why is it also to say Shechianu? Nearly. Kev and zman ha-hu zman puranu yos. Ein levareich Shechianu. Lazman hazeh. Says the Magen Avraham, Ein hatam, aval ein hatam yishma velus. It's not that we're sad, so we don't want to say Shechianu because we're sad. That Shechianu is not appropriate when you're sad, or doing delicious fruits, or new clothing, or new purchases are not appropriate when you're in avelus. Because we never found that there's an issur for an avel to say Shechianu. Let's say a person, Rachman Alitzin, is in avelus. Does it say anywhere, okay, he doesn't buy new clothing, but that's for a different reason. Do we see anywhere that an avel is not allowed to eat a new fruit? Lo matzinu. So why can't you say Shechianu? So Magen Avraham gives this, again, I'm sure some of you have heard this answer before, but we're going to build on it, that you can't say the word. The words don't make sense. Shechianu, thank you Hashem for letting me arrive at this era. This is an era of sadness. It's not appropriate to say, thank you Hashem for bringing me to this zman hazeh, with this zman is the zman of avelus. And that's the reason. So that's a very significant difference between, and we're going to talk about this in some nafkaminas, between the Maril, who I underlined in the second source, who says that the point is kedei lemait simcha. It sounds like it's an avel that you don't want to have simcha like a new fruit, a new beged, a new car, for example, as opposed to here, where the Magen Avraham is saying that it's not a matter of you don't want to have something nice. It's not that during avelus you can't have nice things. It's a matter of you're not going to say the words Shechianu lazman hazeh, because it's not an exciting time. that you're not going to celebrate the fact that you're at this tkufa if it's a sad tkufa. That's the answer of the Magen Avraham. Now, the Be'er HaGra has some choice words. In the most polite way, the Be'er HaGra says about this halacha that we're speaking of now, that you shouldn't say Shekhinah during the 3 weeks, this is, in the polite, most polite way, garbage. Look at what the Be'er HaGra says. Chumri Yaseirahi, maybe I was a little more, maybe I shouldn't have said that. He says, it's a Chumri Yaseirah. It's unnecessary to avoid Shekhinah during 3 weeks. And the Gra brings a fabulous proof, which is a Gemara in Brachos, which I'd like to look at, this one-line Gemara in Brachos, which is so incredible and so telling about so much of Yahadus, of Hashkaf of Yahadus, Halacha of Hilchas Shekhinah. The Bracha talks about the Gemara in Brachos in the Testament Bay speaks of a person who, Rachman al-Islam, hears news that, God forbid, his father died. It happens to be that his father was a multi-billionaire. So simultaneously, he hears the terrible news and the great news. The terrible news that his father died, Rahman al-Islam, and the great news that he just inherited $1 billion. So now, what's the right reaction? So, are you sad? Are you happy? I guess different people, you know, hopefully they'll be sad. But that's not what the halacha reflects itself. The halacha is, look at the Gemara in Brachos. Amru lo meis aviv, hu yarsho. B'tchilo omer dayan baruch dayan ha'emes. So his first response is immediately, of course, when he hears about the p'tir dayan ha'emes. Ulevasof, right afterwards, he says, hatov ha'meitiv. Hatov ha'meitiv is, thank you, you know, baruch Hashem, I got this incredible Yerusha. So this is actually the halacha. This is actually the halacha. Now, is he an avelus? Oh yeah, he's certainly an avelus. He just found out he's in the most intense avelus. He's in avelus. If there would be an avelus deraisa right now, possibly, mamish mesamu telefonav. And yet, what is he saying? Hatova hametiv. Can we just talk about hatova hametiv for a moment? What is hatova hametiv? Hatova hametiv. The Gra says, if you look at the end of the Gra. Look at the Grav. It's nice to read Gras because we very rarely read Gras, and this is a Grav we could actually understand. Chomri Yaseiruhu. De'en al chamur me'evel. Me'avel yom hamisa. The 3 weeks are no worse, are no more chamur than an avel on the day that his father died. And nevertheless, I'm reading, nevertheless, the Gemara Bracha says that if Mesav, his father died and left the Yerusha, he does say Hatov HaMetiv. And the Grav adds, why does a person who finds out that his father died with a big Yerusha say Hatov HaMeitiv? Why doesn't he say Shechianu? Because, look at the last three words that I put in small letters at the end of the Gra, Ayin Le'kaman Le'el, I'm sorry, Simon Reshchav Gimel. So if you look there, you see an important lesson about the Brach of Hatov HaMeitiv. Hatov HaMeitiv is the same exact thing of Shechianu. It's the same exact Bracha. Except Shechianu is when an individual derives a benefit, and Hatov HaMeitiv is when a group of people derive benefits. So for example, if you got a new, let's say you have, you just redid your office in your house. You have an office in your house at work, and you get a really nice leather executive chair, $700, $1,700, really nice chair for your office. It's going to be great for your back, and it's going to keep you awake. You're not going to fall asleep over your Gemara and your Chumash, and you're very excited about this leather-backed chair that you got for your office. But who do you get it for? Yourself. What bracha do you say when you buy that? Shechianu. Masha Enkein, you bought a couch that your kids are going to jump on and you're going to sit with your wife talking on the couch. Your guests are going to sit on the couch. So you don't say Shechianu. You say Hatov HaMeitiv. It's the same exact bracha, same exact halacha, Kanakem Chadashim. But since it's for multiple people, you say Hatov HaMeitiv. You don't say Shechianu. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in the next source. The Ramah, through to last line. She'im avarach ha'tova meitiv elam kin yishla shutfus bosa tova. If the benefit that you're deriving for which you're, that which you're making the bracha is a, for a number of people, I had a relative who, when he went through his midlife crisis, bought himself a two-seater sports car. And I remember another one of the cousins making fun of him. You know, he had kids, he had a family. He said, oh, that's a great family car for a single. So, yeah, you buy yourself a two-seater four, you have 12 kids. What's the best way to, you know, get out of the house? You have to go into your car. Your car only has two seats. Okay, so if you buy that, if you buy your sports car for your 12 kids, so you're going to be saying a Shechianu when you buy your sports car. Mashenka, when you buy your minivan, then you're going to say? Hatov HaMeitiv, right? So when you buy a minivan, the bracha by definition is always going to be Hatov HaMeitiv. You know why? Because otherwise you wouldn't be buying a minivan. Because minivans cost more only because they're bigger and they take up more gas and they're less pleasant to drive. You're only buying it because you want to put more people in it. So it's always going to be Hatov HaMeitiv. If you ever call me and say, Rabbi Roy, I just bought a minivan, I'm never going to say yes. It's always going to be, the question is only going to be Hatov HaMeitiv, not Shehachiyanu. Okay. So the Gra says, if you look back in that Barachas Mentes, in the middle of the Yama, the indented piece, when a person finds out that his father died, so he says, Dain HaEmes, Oyvei, I'm so sad, the father died. But he says, Hatov HaMeitiv, because now his whole family, not just he himself, if he's a single guy without any family, so he'll say Shehachiyanu. But most of the, you know, in a normal situation, he's a family man, he has a wife and he has kids, they're all going to benefit from the Yerusha. Maybe they're brothers. There are going to be multiple people benefiting from this Yerusha. So therefore, it's Hatov HaMeitiv. And the Gra says that Hatov HaMeitiv and Shehachiyanu, the same exact thing. What does the Gra see from that Gemara of a person who yarshins his father the day that his father dies? That you could be in the most intense Avelos and still say Shehachiyanu. So what are you trying to tell me, Mr. Shulchan Aruch? Says the Gra. Rabbi Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Karo. What are you trying to tell me during the 3 weeks? It's Avelos. Don't make a Shehachiyanu. Says the Gra, what do you mean? When a person is in the most intense Avelos, you can say Shehachiyanu. Hatov HaMeitiv and Shehachiyanu, the same thing. So therefore the Gra says, this whole halacha, take it out of the Shulchan Aruch. Take an erase and erase the whole Shulchan Aruch. He has a strong proof, doesn't he? An explicit Gemara that talks about a really intense Avelos and you can say Shehachiyanu, and yet our Gemara, our Shulchan Aruch is telling us that even for a little bit of, you know, the Avelos of 3 weeks, which is nothing near Avelos for a father, Rachman Litzlan, and yet we do. We don't want to say Shehachiyanu all of a sudden. So the Gra says this whole thing is a chumrah. Chumrah is here, not necessary chumrah.
By the way, on the Shehachiyanu, is that also for a leased vehicle?
We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Two of the shilas that I got were for a lease. One of the shilas that I got was for a purchase, and the halach is actually different. We'll talk about that, hopefully.
Inheritance is not something that he controls. It's an event. So that's an event, and that event could further Shehachiyanu, so he has to make the Shehachiyanu. But something one can control, perhaps one should avoid the Shehachiyanu. So what exactly is the heck of the going?
You're saying that even in the Shulchan Aruch agrees that if you're not going to find it after, not going to find the fruit after Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to say the bracha. And therefore, it's the same thing as finding a fruit that only is going to expire after 2 weeks should be the same as getting a Yerusha whenever you happen to get it. That goes into a different question that the Achronim ask, and that is, what happens if you get something now? Could you make a bracha on it 2-3 weeks later? So I think it's fair to say, let's say a person gets a Yerusha of $1 billion, or not $1 billion, or $500,000. If he waits 6 days, would he still be happy? Yeah. I mean, Tom, the Yerusha, he's very sad, he lost his father. But the $500,000, and now he'll be able to pay off his mortgage, he'll be able to help his kids in Kol, he'll finally be able to pay full tuition, Baruch Hashem, it'll be great for him now. So 6 days later, after his Avelos is over, he'll be happy, he can still say Shehachiyanu then. Yeah, what does the Gemara tell us to do? Make the Shehachiyanu while he's an Onain, right? While he's an Onain, that's when he says Shehachiyanu.
Yeah, because 6 days later it'll be gone.
You're a realist. You're a realist. Okay. So I want to share with you a beautiful, I know after a fast, it's not the time for lumdus, but I'm very impressed that everybody's focus after a long summer fast, Ashreichem. I want to share with you one point of lumdus that I think is brilliant. I saw it in Rushmul Kamenetsky's sefer that you've seen me quote from, called Kovetz Halachas, and the editor of that sefer has a beautiful piece of lumdus who tries to say that the proof of the Gra might not be a good proof. What's the Gra trying to prove? The Gra is saying, if an Avel, who's mamish be'aninas, he just lost his father, he could say Shehachiyanu. Certainly we could all say Shehachiyanu during the 3 weeks, because that's more intense, and you could allow Shehachiyanu. Certainly 3 weeks, which is less intense, you should be allowed to say Shehachiyanu. I want to draw your eyes to, on the second page, to a Sefer HaChassidim towards the top. The Sefer HaChassidim is not talking about the 3 weeks. He's not even talking about, I don't even know what he's talking about. He just talks a general perspective on tefillah. There's something very special about our tefillahs, the way Chazal instituted our tefillahs. You know the pasuk that says, "Rifa'eni Hashem ve'erafei." How do we say it in davening? "Rifa'enu Hashem ve'erafei." We change a pasuk to turn it into our tefillahs so that it could be b'lashon rabim. All of our tefillahs are b'lashon rabim. All of our tefillahs are b'lashon rabim. That's the number one rule when it comes to why, how Chazal composed our tefillahs, how they composed the matbeah tefillahs. They're all b'lashon rabim. Look at this Sefer Hasidim. Why? Why did Chazal say that everything, all the brachas should be, all the tefillahs, the brachas should all be in b'lashon rabim? Look what he says. He gives an example. Ech yitachein, how could it be, says the Sefer Hasidim, one of the early Rishonim, Sha'eved Yomar, imagine an Eved who doesn't have the chiyuv of Talmud Torah like a man does. Asher bachar bi, if it would be in singular, then we should say Asher bachar bi mikol hamim, v'romim ani mikol hashon v'kiddushani b'mitzvasav, which is not really accurate. However, if they say it Asher bachar banu mikol hamim v'romim anu mikol hashon v'kiddushani b'mitzvasav, you're including everybody else and everybody else, you know, then the brachas do make more sense. There's some people who can't say brachas that are not in every bracha. So therefore, you make everything in Lashon Rabim and everybody could be included in the brachas. I mean, the easiest ways to imagine is, you know, the brachas that, you know, Pokech Ivrim. You don't just say Hashem, you open my eyes. Because a blind people, person can also say Pokech Ivrim because other people are illuminated for. V'chein, look what he says. The Sefer Hasidim is wondering, how could a person say, when his father dies and he yarshins money, Shechiyanu, again, let's say he's a single guy, Shechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'higyanu l'zman hazeh. Thank you for letting me achieve this this special moment in time that I heard the news that my father died, rachmanu l'zman hazeh. How could a person say that? And that's the luck. Again, if it's a lot of people, it's hatov ha-meitiv, or it's for a family, hatov ha-meitiv, but if it's a single person, yarshins his father or mother, so he's going to say, thank you, Hashem, for letting me reach this wondrous, happy moment in my life? God forbid. How could a person talk like that? Listen to what the Sefer Hasidim says, and this is incredible. How could it possibly be, as we saw that Gemara in Test and Brachas, that his father died, and on that very day he says, Shechiyani v'kiyamani, it's not because he's Hasidish. V'higiyani l'zman hazeh. It doesn't make sense. He can't say that. The only way a person could recite that bracha is because he's saying it in the plural. He's not saying it for himself. He's saying it for the, you know, for everybody. The fact that everybody reached this point. That there's, you know, the Shechiyanu goes on, not just me as an individual, but we as Klal Yisrael, we, the community, we have reached a new point in, a new stage in our lives, in our communal lives, in our national lives. So says the editor of that Sefer Kol Halach, he says something incredible. He says, I'm going to tell you a distinction between a person who's an avelis for his father on one hand, as opposed to Klal Yisrael who are an avelis on the Beis HaMikdash on the other hand. That individual whose father passed away, on that day that his father passed away, when he says Shechiyanu, how could he say Shechiyanu? Why does he say Shechiyani, v'kimani, v'giyani? He's saying Shechiyanu because it's on behalf of everybody, other Jews. Maybe for me it's a sad day because, you know, for him it's a sad day because he just lost his father. But for everybody else, it's a happy day, right? So he could say Shechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh, because just him, not other people. But when we talk about during the 3 weeks when there's avelos on the Beis HaMikdash, is there anybody for whom it's happy? Is there any Jew who could say Shechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh? No. And therefore, the Gra's, what was the Gra's? We have an answer to the Gra's question. The Gra asked, how in the world could you say, if you can't say Shechiyanu, if you can say Shechiyanu on the day of Avelus, certainly you could say Shechiyanu during the 3 weeks. We're saying no. The reason why you could say Shechiyanu during Avelus is because there are other people who are happy. You're not happy, but you could say Shechiyanu because there are other people who are happy. Mashaking during the 3 weeks, no Jews are happy. And therefore, it might be appropriate to not be able to say Shechiyanu. There's no one for whom you could say Shechiyanu lezman hazeh for this time. That's a beautiful answer to the Gra's proof, a rejection of the Gra's proof from this this Gemara and Brachos. But I want to finish up, come back to the Halacha L'maisa. So, Rabosa, you buy a car. What bracha do you make when you buy a car? So before we talk about buying a car, what about leasing a car? Two of the three shahs that I got were for leasing, one was for purchasing. So when you lease a car, what is leasing? Leasing is a fancy word for
renting.
When you rent something, are you kone kalim? No, you're not. And therefore, the Mishnah, the Gemara Brachos says that when you kone kalim, chadashim, when you buy new clothing, couches, cars, houses, then you make your side shechin. When you rent a vehicle, when you rent a house, when you rent anything, you don't say a shechianu. So therefore, leasing never gets a shechianu. So does that mean you could lease a car? Well, let's go back to the very beginning of the shiur this evening. What's the reason why you're not allowed to say shechianu? Well, the Maril says because you don't want to have simcha of getting new stuff. But we reject the Magen Avraham. Rejected that. The Magen Avraham said no. The reason is because you don't want to say shechianu v'kiyamanu about a sad time. We pass like the Magen Avraham, the second one. So if you're not gonna say shechianu, because a lease doesn't get a shechianu, so you're not saying the words shechianu v'kiyamanu v'kiyamanu z'man hazeh. There's no word problem in you're not gonna say the shechianu. So there's nothing wrong with getting a new lease on during the 3 weeks, and that's the halacha. Indeed, you could lease a new car during the 3 weeks. Correct, even if it has an option to buy, yes. If you would buy it 3 years later for whatever the remainder is, then yeah, you'd say Shech Yonah then. Oh, but then it's not Chadash. Then we'd have to think about it. That's a good question. I have to think, because Lashon the Gemara is Hakona something Chadash. Buys Chadash, Kim Chadash. Okay, not maybe it's not so exciting, something to think about. However, when you buy, I'm not going to talk about the fact that it was financed. Even if it was financed, that doesn't take away. That's machlok. So poskim, we paskin. Even if it's financed, right? Because you buy just means you put down $2,000. Now it's yours. You still owe $75,000 for your Maserati, not a Maserati, whatever. So even if you finance it, once you're buying it, you're going to say shechianu. Are you allowed to say shechianu? No, you're not allowed to say shechianu. Why not? Because it's a zman of avelos. It's not a time that you can't say, and we're happy to get to this point. So if buying a new car is going to mean you're going to recite a shechianu, then it's just like the same way you're not going to eat a new fruit. I'm not going to buy a new suit because I'm going to say shechianu. Well, if I buy a new car, I'm not going to say shechianu either. However, that's only if you're buying a two-seater. Right, a two-seater, because then you say shechianu. Mash'enkin, let's say you're buying a minivan. What bracha do you make on a minivan? You don't make a shechianu, because it's not just for you, it's for the fam. Right, it's for the family, it's for carpool, for the whole block, right? So it's a hatov hametiv. Hatov hametiv, is there an issue to say hatov hametiv? You're not saying the words. That's the problem the Magen Avraham taught us. The problem is you can't describe these days as happy days. Hatov HaMetiv doesn't describe any days as happy days. And therefore, Rabosai, if you're buying a minivan, you're not going to say Shechianu, you're going to say Hatov HaMetiv. Hatov HaMetiv you are permitted to say during the 3 weeks. That's what I thought. And therefore, give me 1 second, Doc. Therefore, let's just put everything together. If you're leasing, there's no Hatova, there's no shechianu or hatova meitiv, so you could definitely buy it in 3 weeks. If you're buying, then it depends whether you're buying a personal car for your own private use. You're going to drive it to work every day, just for you. Or you're buying it for the community, in which case it's going to be hatova meitiv, and then you can say, then you can buy. Yes?
You're saying that this was appropriate against the garage. You're denying the word to the garage. He doesn't say anything about shechianu. He says hatova meitiv.
Yeah, look at the last four words in small letters in the Gra. I don't want to go into that now, but that's what the Gra means. The last four letters, those small words that I wrote there. Look at that. You'll see what I mean. And I was very happy to see as I was preparing this shiur that Taka Ramosha says exactly what I just said, and Ramosha says it even more geschmack way. He talks about mamish this question mechonit chadasha, however you want to say it. And he distinguishes between two kinds of purchasing. He's not talking about leasing, he's talking about buying, and I know we're going to finish in, I've this clock is right or wrong? Right now. So the Rav Moshe distinguishes between a work vehicle and a pleasure vehicle. When you're buying, right? If you're leasing, there's no bracha. If you're buying, then he says, if it's a truck, tough test, resh, aleph, kuf, that's in the bottom of, towards the bottom of the second page. If it's a truck, or it's a truck car that you go to work, so there's no pleasure. So he says, maybe there, you could even buy it during the 3 weeks, because you don't have to miss work. You don't have to miss work or not do your deliveries because it's the 3 weeks and you don't have a truck available. But if you're buying it for pleasure, then he says it's aser, because you have to say shachianu. He adds, one second, right, and he says, and if it's going to be a minivan that you're going to say hatov ameitiv, then it says it's aser from only during the 9 days. But in other words, he's saying during the 3 weeks it is permitted. So halach lemaisa rabosai, during the 3 weeks you are permitted to buy a minivan. You are not permitted to buy a sports coupe for fun. So that's at least what we come out from tonight. And leasing, you definitely can lease during the 3 weeks. We should be zocha to